USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An unexpected disaster destroying over 700 buildings on some Indonesian islands, killing nearly 300 people, at least as the count is so far. Jan Gelfand is with the International Red Cross and says the tsunami that struck was completely unexpected.
There would have been zero warning. There would have been none of the triggers. Would have known, so it would have just happened. There would have, nobody would have been able to predict this.
More than 1,000 people injured in the tsunami caused by the eruption of the Krakatoa volcano over the weekend. The partial government shutdown still in full swing, no end in sight, as the House passed a funding bill that includes $5 billion the president's demanding for a border wall. But it didn't pass the Senate. Negotiations have been ongoing. The earliest the chance for another vote in the Senate would be Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On this Christmas Eve, retailers ready to help millions of Americans who still have not finished their holiday shopping. The National Retail Federation estimating over 22 million Americans still have purchases to make today. Most stores and malls across the nation have opened early and won't close until after dinner or later. President Trump says he's aware he can't fire the chairman of the Fed.
Incoming White House Chief of Staff and Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney tells ABC's This Week, President Trump is not the first president to disagree with the Federal Reserve's interest rate increases.
The tension between the president and an independent Fed is traditional as part of our system, so it shouldn't be surprising to anybody that the president is not happy that the Fed is raising rates.
And Mulvaney says that while the president disagrees with the Fed's decision to continue to increase interest rates, he recognizes that he doesn't have the ability to fire him.
Correspondent Rick Vinson, and this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The family of a South Florida woman now suing Airbnb after she was killed in Costa Rica. Carla Stefaniak was celebrating her 36th birthday there in late November. A 32-year-old Nicaraguan man is the prime suspect in her death. He was a security guard at the Airbnb complex where Stefaniak went missing. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's health on the minds of many Americans after it was revealed on Friday that the 85-year-old had undergone surgery to remove cancerous growths from her lung. Social media quickly lighting up with fans of the justice, sometimes referred to as notorious RBG, wishing her a speedy recovery. Justice Ginsburg is expected to be hospitalized for at least a couple more days. Queen Elizabeth has a simple message for Christmas: treat others with respect. That, says the Queen, is the first step towards greater understanding, part of a pre-recorded Christmas speech to the UK and the Commonwealth, a tradition in the UK since 1952. And Aquaman is topping North America's box offices, the new Warner Brothers superhero picture, this week's number one movie, earning just over $64 million in its first week in theaters. Coming in second, Disney's Mary Poppins Returns. And rounding out the week's top five, Bumblebee, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and The Mule. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.